Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for June the 13th, 2025. I'm getting questions like this one from Mel, who lives in Northern California here. And he's very interested in the peace movement and all of that, but he's finding it very difficult, as he wrote in his email, to sustain any kind of effort when he sees what's going on in the political arena of the United States. And he doesn't like what we've done to Canada and Mexico, blah, 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 all that stuff with the tariffs and that kind of thing. He's definitely not a Trumper. So he wrote to me and he said, "Why are people so unkind? It seems that it has escalated. Hate seems to be the only way we do anything anymore. And I find that," he said, "even within myself. What do I do, Mel?" Mel, you're an unusual person. You really are, because most people never ask, "What can I do myself? What can I do within myself?" They never, ever, ever ask that question. So I was intrigued by your very interesting email about your political points of view, blah, blah. But what really got me about your email was that you are looking at things from a different point of view, that you are taking responsibility for your own behavior and your own temperature, your inner temperature. That was very, very impressive to me. It really was. Again, I say I rarely get anything like that. The American public is pretty dismissive of anything that goes on within them. They believe that everything that happens to them happens to them without cause. And that's the issue. Mel, if you are at all familiar with the history of this country, starting from the very beginning, you will see that we are nothing but conflict and chaos. And what you are seeing in this country today and in the world today is based on the chaos of poor leadership and economics. And this doesn't just lie with the political thing with a president and a Congress and that kind of thing. It has nothing to do really with that. It has to do with we the people. Everybody is very concerned about the sanity of the president. But really, the craziness that you see in Mr. Trump and in how he is affecting the country with lies and innuendos, it is we the people that are the problem, not him. We are the ones that voted for him. As Jefferson said, the government we get is the government we deserve. We voted on this. People are very upset with government in general, just in general. And I understand that. You understand that. But you have to also understand your and my part in all of this. We have merged into the collective unconscious. There is no perfect government. There is no perfect government, and there are no perfect people. I'm not perfect. No one is perfect. We enter into this world from previous states of being where we lived in the confines of our ego, our pride, our vanity in some form or another. And to think that this is the only lifetime a person can have or will ever have is rather small-minded and petty. So I look at it from this point of view. What is it about me that makes all this possible? That's the question. What is it about me that makes all this possible? How do I participate blindly in the things such as anger and hatred and fear and all the other uglies that we see going around, thinking that we're not responsible. How is it that I made that possible in my life? Now, people will say to me, I want peace and I want prosperity and blah, blah, blah. But these people are not, well, they may want it, but they won't give it. They won't live it. I mean, the people are angry and they're protesting for what? They're protesting for peace. They're protesting for prosperity. And yet you would find these people probably not willing to give a single cent to something greater than their political aspirations or their beliefs or something that would benefit them. We are a selfish people. We didn't use our freedoms and our ability to maybe govern ourselves, to govern ourselves into a means and a way that would reveal great love, great compassion, great forgiveness. We don't do that. We are full of vengeance. And what you see in government now, you see as a means to sustain the status quo of human nature, DNA. Now, there's no way anyone such as myself can talk others out of this. This just is not something we're prone to. If I tell you forgive, that the greatest prosperity you will ever know is forgiveness and mercy, you won't hear that. You can't hear that because you're so angry, Mel, at what's going on in the world as you see it, in government as you see it, in people as you see it. We have become hateful because we think that's the only way we can move things along in this world to our point of view. People want just to live their own life and not be disturbed by maybe what another person thinks. Live and let live. That's the old motto. But that doesn't work. There's too many people. There's too much anger. We're overpopulated. And now the government is thinking that we need to have more people. So they're going to pay women to have babies? I've read that. I mean, I can't believe this kind of insanity. We only add kindling and wood to the fires that are burning in our hatred, our anger. This goes on and on and on within us. I say this to you, Mel. Take care of yourself. Put yourself in a posture, in a position to awaken. Be disciplined. Don't participate within yourself in the anger and the disgust that you talk about in your email. Don't participate in it. These people that you see that you disapprove of, they're just being themselves. That's the best they can do. Have some, at least, empathy for them. They know not what they do. Most human beings have no idea of the consequences that they pay for in the collective unconscious and how they join that collective unconscious and how it comes back to them, as you are seeing now. We are pissing against the wind, and it is coming back at us, all the things that we don't want to see about ourselves are now being manifested in government and in society. We just don't want to see it. So everything we do is deeply significant. You have to understand that. And this significance is deeply important to the manner of the way of your life. In everything you do, make sure whatever you do, now listen to me, is something you want to have come back to you one way or another. And if you understand what I just said to you, you will be aware of what's going on in the world, that it's coming from you and me. And if we are not guarded, if we are not aware, it will turn into very ugly consequences that will sustain and keep sustaining evil, unkindness, the inability to truly understand the love that lives within us, which is what it's really all about, isn't it? It's all about this thing called love. Well, if we're wise, it is. I cannot emphasize this enough to you. I just can't. It's just too important. And I hope that you will be aware of this in your own life. Let love live you. That's my gig. I hope that helps. And if you need anything more, always feel free to contact me at greg@aspire.org. Any of you listening, may I serve you well, I hope. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. As always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.